Kitta worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, the recommended life of an alarm. No more searching for a battery, and no more low battery chirps. Head to the Home Depot and check that box for a decade with Kitta worry-free smoke alarms. Kitta, technology that saves lives.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I slept through it this morning. The thing that all disc jockeys across America do just after 6 o'clock on this day every year.
What's that?
I hope it's a good Friday for you.
Oh, boy. Oh,
brother.
Oh, yeah.
You listened carefully. It's probably like 6:03 or so. 22,000 morning DJs across America laughing, and their whole thing. Good Friday. Good. I get it.
That's funny.
Did the Easter Bunny see a shadow?
Wow. Welcome. Wackiness. Okay. Welcome to the zoo.
Wackiness.
Yeah. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. There's a reason we do this in the afternoon, because we don't want to have to say that in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm Paul Harris. That's Ian. That's Dan. We're happy you're here. Mike Evans and Bill Cleveland and Joe Hipperson will be along. We'll have Knuckleheads in the News and the Harris Challenge. I was talking to Dan before the show started about plans for Easter, and his family is so messed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every time a holiday comes around, when I ask Dan, so what are you doing for a holiday? I kind of I immediately want to grab those words out of the air and put them back in my mouth, because I know, you know, you ask Greg Kornfeld, ace sales guy who's been here since the day the station started. If you ask him, what are you doing? Well, you know what? The kids aren't around anymore, so we're just getting together with a few members of the family, and we'll have a big ham, and that'll be it. You ask Dan, and it's like it's clicking on Easter on Wikipedia. That's how
I agree.
That's how long.
And then I start talking. I thought, oh, man, I should just shut up now.
It's too late.
I know.
By the time you get to, well, I should shut up now, it's like when somebody talks for 3 minutes and says, well, to make a long story short, too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yep.
Will you both be having ham on Sunday? That's the question.
I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, I think we normally have ham. I think I'm going to try making something. I saw, it's pretty cool, actually. I saw it online. Somebody could, you can turn deviled eggs into, instead of cutting them in half. Do you like deviled eggs?
I love deviled eggs.
Yes. Mm. Well, somebody made a recipe where you can just chop the very top of the egg off, and then you put the deviled egg filling back in the egg and put the little white piece on top. It looks like a little chick coming out, poking its head out. Yeah. So maybe I'll try to do that.
That might be a little bit too cute for me.
Yeah, that's...
I've never actually known anybody who makes deviled eggs.
My sister.
Really?
Yes.
So, see, deviled eggs to me are something that are usually brought around... This is how seldom I've had it. It's usually brought around on a tray by somebody at, like, a wedding, you know, before the wedding ceremony. Before,
oh, really? No family functions? Nobody is ever in charge of the deviled eggs?
No.
Because usually, I mean, 3 or 4 times a year, we have some family function where there's a platter of deviled eggs.
I wish. Of course, knowing my family with their cholesterol problems, I'm going to go, don't bring eggs.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
eggs.
Are those deviled egg beaters? Yes, they are.
Hey, I bet you could do them with
the deviled eggs made just with the whites. That would be a good Friday.
Yeah, it would.
I saw a story today about the most expensive ham in the world.
Oh.
Now, I've never seen a big 15-pound ham, which is what they have in this story. A 15-pound ham with the bone in. So I'll be honest with you. To me, ham, the only way I ever get it is sliced.
Right.
You know, I'm having a ham and cheese sandwich.
Normally, yeah.
That's it. I've never made...
Nobody just ever plunks a big 15-pound ham on the table and go, all right, everybody, have at it. Usually they ahead of time.
Put the bone in.
Yeah. But we don't cook stuff like that in our house. Like, we've never made a big roast. I remember a few months after my wife and I moved in together, my mother-in-law came over, and she's kind of nosy, and she was looking through the kitchen, and she said, where's your roasting pan? And my wife said, my what? She said, your roasting pan. What if you want to make a roast? And my wife said, Mom, if we want a roast, we'll come over to your house.
Yeah.
Good answer.
We've been together 30 years. Never once made a roast. Never once made a ham. I think she may have made pot roast once, but I have no idea how she accomplished that or with what equipment, because we don't have that stuff in our house. So this most expensive ham in the world, I think if you go to the supermarket and you buy ham, it's $3, $4, $5 a pound.
Oh, maybe? I've been in a Straub's before. Have you ever been in a Straub's?
Oh, yeah.
And they have the jamon or whatever.
That's what this is.
Is that what it is? And it's like $27, $28 a pound or something. It's just off the charts.
This is the top of the line of that Iberico ham. It is made from a unique black-colored breed of pig that roams the south and southwest regions of Spain and is then dry-cured for up to 4 years. It's made from free-range, acorn-fed pork.
Wow.
Which I guess means pigs. I don't know why they put... It's not actually pork if it's still walking around.
Yeah.
When it's free-range, it ain't pork yet.
Not some pork till you cut its head off.
That's exactly right. So there are a couple of importers who sell this stuff in the United States, or you can buy it online. If you have $1,290 for the 15-pound bone-in ham.
Wow. That's some kind of ham.
$1,300. Here's what it says in the article. Experts say it's on par with caviar or truffles. Well, now I'm never going to taste it because I hate those two things. I was forced once at a wedding many, many years ago. There was like a she couple, and we went, the caviar. And I tried it.
I've never tried truffles, but I have tried caviar.
Did you
and
like
I'm
it?
With oh no, I'm with you.
I was like Tom Hanks in Big when I put it in my mouth.
Spitting it out
all over my pastel blue tuxedo.
Oh, I was looking for I put it in a napkin and and I had to get the taste off my tongue, you know how
you have to, that's salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not enough Pepsi in the world to get that taste out of there. But the only thing that'll get that out of there, a good chocolate milkshake.
Yeah.
That would wash that taste away. But here's what it says in the story. Not only does the ham cost $1,290, but the experts say you can't truly enjoy a ham like this without the proper accessories. See, here's where they're going to suck you in.
Sure.
So, here are the accessories. I'm not making any of this up. There's the hemaniero, the Spanish-style ham holder that keeps the meat in place while you slice it. The top-of-the-line habanero, made from a hardwood sourced from the forests of the Ivory Coast in Nigeria and complemented with a stainless steel cradle clamp and silicone cutting board. I don't even know what I'm talking about. That cost $1,260.
Wow.
The ham holder cost almost as much as the ham. Then you add to that what they call the professional jamon carving set. That's $700. Comes with, and I don't even know what this means, 4 forged knives, each with a different purpose. But isn't the purpose of all knives to cut?
Yeah.
Well, what do you need 4 different knives for when you're cutting a ham?
I don't know.
And then you also should get the chainmail glove to protect your hand while it grips and steadies the ham.
Oh,
I see it right here. I see a picture of the ham holder.
What, is King Arthur coming to dinner? I have to get a chainmail glove?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you have to get the jamon serving pincers, which are essentially tongs that help you avoid grasping at the ham with your bare hands.
Wow.
You know how much I love to grasp at the ham with my bare hands, but that's a whole other story for another show. So you add that all up, and to get this pork, to get this ham and all the accessories, $3,300.
Wow.
Man.
And then You have to pay for the rest of the meal. You can't just say, look, you know, here,
yeah, this is it.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Easter.
Yeah.
Here's our $1,300 ham and our $2,000 worth of accessories.
No sides. Wait, somebody brought deviled eggs.
Yeah. Bring your own side.
Yeah, somebody has to bring deviled eggs to go on the side. And ask Aunt Jenny, do you have any canned Dole pineapple to put on? Do you think that even the experts, would they even allow you to put pineapple on top of that?
No.
$1,300.
Oh, no. You better eat that point. No.
Who's bringing the green bean casserole?
Yeah. Ridiculous. Will you have an Easter egg hunt at either of your parties this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll the niece and nephew will be over there, I'm sure they'll.
Years and years ago, I worked at a radio station in Hartford, Connecticut, and the program director's daughter, at the time of the first Easter egg hunt that they had inside the building, it was actually a little house. The radio station, it was pretty cool. The station was in a freestanding single family house with the studios on the second floor and offices on the first floor. It was very, very cool. I guess that the girl was maybe 2 or 3 years old, and her dad, the program director, said, you know, go crawl around and see if you can find some of the eggs. And they had taken Cadbury cream eggs and put them in various places around the building. And she found one, and then she found the building had this vacuum cleaner system built in.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen one of these? You see them sometimes in commercial buildings.
Yeah.
Like here at Westport Blood. We don't have one in our studios
here.
Yeah,
what's the biggest one called? I can't remember the name.
I don't know. For me, vacuum's always Oreck. That's what we have at our house. We don't have the system. But to use that system, there are tubes that go into every room, and you go in and you hook up the hose to that, and when you hook it up, it clicks in and turns the system on, and now you can have suction and clean with that. And each of those tube entrances has a little lid that kind of covers it up for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Little Pammy, 2, 3 years old, crawled around, found one of these Cadbury cream eggs, found one of these holes, opened up the hole, jammed the Cadbury cream egg in the hole as far as her little fingers would go.
Oh.
Which we discovered was just far enough to make it impossible to
get back out.
No adult. Now, we all had much longer fingers. She was a tiny little infant of a kid. Nobody could get... That became the theme of the Easter party at the radio station that year. Come in here. Rick, you have long fingers. Come on, try. We got to get this thing out of here. The entire vacuum system would not work in any other room or anywhere
all the
else.
Messed up.
Because of that. It's my favorite Easter memory.
Oh.
The other thing I want to mention here... And we can actually take some phone calls today. We'll have some time. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. Among the many things that came across my desktop this week is that the military has had to cancel the air shows put on by, well, the Navy has the Blue Angels, the Air Force has the Thunderbirds, and the Army has the Golden Knights, which is a parachute team. And they travel around the country, and they go to air shows. You know, Fair St. Louis, when we used to have the St. Louis County Fair, I remember Blue Angels were there. One year they brought a stealth bomber out there. And it's kind of cool. But after that sequestration fiscal cliff thing happened a few weeks ago, the Pentagon said, we're canceling those. So last weekend was the last one of those shows. The Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds and the Golden Knights all did shows in various places last weekend. The Blue Angels were at Key West in Florida. And they've canceled the rest of them for the year because the cost of those three services to do them at air shows all around the country all year long is $100 million.
Whoa.
Wow.
$100 million. Now, the Pentagon budget is like $650 billion.
Yeah.
So this is not a huge chunk, but still, it's enough to make me say, as you did, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, as a taxpayer, I want my government to be using it for whatever efficient things it can. And if I'm making a list of things that I want my tax dollars to go to, I'm going to go with fix the bridges before I'm going to go with let's have the Blue Angels come on July 3rd and 4th and fly over the Mississippi.
Even though it's very cool.
Yeah. It's very cool to see.
But when the price tag is like that.
You know, you got guys who, I mean, these are the top precision flyers, and they fly in unbelievable formations.
And usually those are free shows, so you're not gaining any income to offset that.
Exactly. So. I don't think Fair St. Louis pays the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels or the Golden Knights when they come here. I think that's one of those things where you call up the government, and if they have a day
slot
free,
open.
If they have a slot open, they'll try to make the arrangements and come. I'm completely in favor of us not doing that anymore if it's costing us $100 million a year. Now, again, if we get to a point where we have a surplus, then we, okay, that's sure. A pretty cool thing, fine. Or if we're going to charge people who show up, you know, you're going to go to Fair St. Louis this year? All right, well, it's going to be $20 because we got to pay for these guys. By the way, that's not even going to cover it, the $20.
Right.
You know, that's not even going to cover the jet fuel we're using up to do that. So then I started thinking about a couple of other things. I wonder why we have them. For instance, why does every branch of the military have its own band? I can think of one. There's something called the President's Own Marine Corps Band. And when there's an event at the White House, you got to have somebody play Hail to the Chief. Or if it's a state dinner or whatever it is, you got to have musicians who play there, and those people have to have, you know, top security, well, maybe not top security access. I guess they got to be people who aren't going to be
cleared
to anybody.
Right,
they
got to
be, you know, cleared and that sort of stuff. But for the rest of it, do we really need military bands? So then I was thinking about this. Are there people who join the military and when they, I don't know anything about this, so I'm asking a question here. When you go to your recruiter, because it's an all-volunteer force. You don't have to go into the military if you don't want to. Do you go to your recruiter and say, I play the tuba. I'd like to be in the Army. And they go, okay, we need a tuba player right now. We're going to ship you off to...
And how much more do you have to learn besides that?
Do band people have to go to basic training? Or is basic training for them, you know, all right, we're working on Tchaikovsky today?
I think, yeah, does anybody have to do, I mean, like an office, like a clerical worker, do they have to go through, like, intense
military? I assume they do.
Military,
do you remember in the movie The Untouchables, there's a scene where Kevin Costner is telling Sean Connery, or maybe Sean Connery is telling Kevin Costner and Andy Garcia and Charlie Martin Smith that they're going to go off and they're going to go get some bootleggers. And Charlie Martin Smith says, well, wait a second. I'm an accountant. He's the one who's looking over Capone's books to find a way to catch him on tax stuff, which, of course, they eventually did. And Connery says the classic line.
You carry a badge?
Yes.
Carry a gun.
If you carry a badge, carry a gun. I wonder if in the military it's the same thing. You're wearing a uniform? Don't carry a piccolo. Carry a gun.
Yes.
That's what we need now in the military. So I'm asking this because I know that people who listen to this show have answers to these questions. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Jim, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
That's actually Rick.
Oh, now playing the part of Rick is Jim's understudy, Rick.
No, it's this computer is now.
When you type in RICK, it types JIM?
No, wow. Jim's on the other line, and it changed the name.
Hey. You guys want to quit fighting over me?
Who is this again?
Rick. Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm PG. AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Don't type that in the computer. It'll come out PM and the AM.
Yes.
I can't put any names on the screen.
All right. I'll handle it. I'll go into professional broadcaster mode. Everything's fine. Rick, I'm sorry you had to hear all that.
That'd be something new. I got two answers for you.
Okay, good.
Number one, the sequestration thing is, some of this is so darn trumped up. $100 million, a lot of money to you and me. It won't buy a single new airplane. The F-35, their new Joint Strike Fighter, that's about $160 million a copy.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to buy 3,000 of them or some outrageous number.
Okay.
And as far as the Black Knights, the Blue Angels, and the Thunderbirds, what are those guys going to do now? Are they going to return them all to the fleet? Are they all going to go back out to be on carriers and be at Air Force bases and all like that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, so I think a lot of this is trumped up by the administration. Well, or by the way, I supported this administration.
Well, what it was I think it's like
to show how painful this is going to be.
Well, I think it's like $85 billion in cuts, and this is not the only cut. But you know,
$85 billion out of what?
Out of $650 billion. 85 out of 650 is what, okay. Is what they. Right. Okay, so but anyway, this is just one of those.
Anyway,
things. And I can't help but wonder. Do we even need that? I mean, let's say we had the money. If you went to most taxpayers and you said to them, of a list of things you want done, is one of those things that you want done really pretty flying formations from the jets that you've paid for?
It's morale. It's showing what your armed forces can do. It's a recruitment thing. I mean, they go back to the, you know, to just after World War II.
I know.
So, I mean, they've been around for a long time. On the band thing.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. You do go in to your recruiter and say, hey, I'm a tuba player. I would like to play in the Marine Corps band.
Really?
They will. Yes, absolutely. They have a tryout. I know a guy lives over on the east side that went through that. He did a tryout, did not make the Marine Corps band. He then goes to the Air Force and says, hey, I want to be in the Air Force.
So wait, hold on just a second. Hold on a second. So he played the French horn. He goes to the Marines and said, I want to be in the Marine Corps band. They give him a tryout. He does that, and they don't say to him, well, you know what? You can't be in the band, but you are now a Marine.
No. You do the tryout first. And then if you're accepted, then he had the option. I mean, you know, obviously he could have joined the Marine Corps if he wanted to. But that wasn't his purpose.
So if he was accepted into the Marines, does he then go to Paris Island and go through 6 weeks of boot camp there?
If he had, yes. Yeah, he went through when he wound up getting in the Air Force and was in the Air Force band here at Scott. And, yeah, he went to basic training at Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio, Texas, and then spent the rest of his four-year commitment playing in the band.
All right. Jim, those are great answers. I'm really glad you called. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Rick would have given you even a better answer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Rick's on six.
No, this is Rick. Now we're going over to Rick. Okay. Thank you, Rick, Jim. Now we're going over here to Jim Rick.
This is Jim Rick. I'm PM in the AM. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, I'll be really impressed if you could turn that around.
You were talking about that ham earlier.
Yeah.
And all over Italy, that ham is very famous, and it's very expensive. And you buy it, it's hanging on racks in big meat shops, and you do use that cutlery tool to hold it and anchor it, and they skin that. That thing sits on a kitchen table for usually a year.
Wow.
They cover it. There's covers for them, too. They're smoked, and they're fine, and you just shave off a little bit at a time. It's just...
It does sound good.
Shaved ham. I'm so hungry now.
It really is. They have a little shaver, like that kit, and you just shave off a little bit and just munch on a little bit of it with some bread. It is absolutely superb.
Wow.
And the best Parma ham in the world is Parma ham, and it's from Parma, Italy.
Well, no, not if you ask Spanish people. They'll tell you it's this thing, the Iberico Bellota ham.
Yeah, I know. I saw that when I was in Spain, too. They have that. It's the same as Italy, though.
Do they eat ham and cheese sandwiches there?
No.
No, probably not with that, no.
In fact, they usually eat cheese by itself. In fact, they don't even have cheese and crackers. They just have cheese.
Cheese!
Thank you.
It ruins the taste.
Well, again, I here's what I know about this show. World's most intelligent audience. I can ask any question, and at least one person's going to know the answer. So, Jim Rick, I'm glad you called.
Okay, thank you. The end of the AM still.
Thank you. We appreciate that. I got to take a break. We'll come back, and I promise you we'll get to lots more phone calls on this or, frankly, anything else. Hey, look, Frank Lee is here.
Hey.
Frank Ladd.
Frank Lee.
Oh, that's it.
Frank Lee.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS.
That was Tim Ladd. Oh, no. We had some problems on 64 up around O'Fallon, I think.
Absolutely, there were.
Frank Ladd.
They've gotten that accident out of the way. It was 64 westbound past Highway K. They've gotten it out of the way, but the backup is still there. You're backed up across the Boone Bridge into the Chesterfield Valley as traffic makes its way past the earlier accident scene, 64 westbound past Highway K. Working with the new stall, 70 westbound at Highway 370, northbound 141 at Highway 30. They've just cleared a crash there. Northbound 141 at Clayton Road, working with a crash as well. other than that, it's a good start to your afternoon. No major volume out there, just those areas where there's volume around the earlier accidents. This update brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes creating the perfect Easter basket easy with your favorite Easter candies, toys, and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monday, April 8th. It's the biggest holiday on the St. Louis calendar. Opening day. Need we say more?
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Join KTRS live from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown.
Leading off for the KTRS team will be Steve Cochran in the morning quickie, followed by Martin Kilcoyne and Claire Kellett at noon.
Let's play ball.
So join us at the 360 Bar atop the Hilton at the ballpark downtown for the 2013 KTRS opening day broadcast from the Big 550 KTRS.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of Pure Creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of Pure Creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
Adam Wainwright and Alan Craig talking about the tradition of the Cardinals uniform.
It's an honor to wear the Cardinals jersey. We expect when we show up to the field, we're going to win. And the fans expect that from us, and it just drives us.
It stands for a lot of just great baseball and history. Great players, legends of the game. But it also stands for the way to go about things the right way.
Be part of the tradition. The first 25,000 fans, 21 and over, receive the new alternate jersey presented by Lumiere Casino and Hotels on Saturday, April 13th. Get your tickets at Cardinals.
Single game tickets for the 2013 season are on sale now. This year's schedule features lots of great promotional giveaway items. As a matter of fact, the month of April is loaded up. There's the Stan Musial harmonica, the adult replica alternate jersey, the 2006 replica World Series ring, the Carlos Beltran bobblehead. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now.
Hi fans, it's Bill DeWitt. I want to thank you for your tremendous continued support. And don't forget to get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279, 1-800-977-5279, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidde Smoke Alarms help protect your family today.
Hey, boys and girls, April 1st, mark it down. The opening day patio party at the Blackfin at the Galleria. It'll benefit the St. Louis Crisis Nursery, and the Big 550 KTRS will provide you an opportunity to win opening day tickets here in St. Louis. It's a live remote. It's the Blackfin Bullpen Show featuring Jim Huer and I. There'll be ticket giveaways, silent auctions, food and drink specials, and don't forget, you'll have an opportunity to win opening day tickets at Busch Stadium as well at the Blackfin.
Usually I can identify the song immediately.
Boom.
This one you can't.
Boom, 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 boom. You used to play this ball. I know you did.
Yeah, you had to.
I may have gotten out of music radio before this.
No.
No?
Oh, no.
What
no,
year?
This was
don't tell me who it is. Tell me what year.
This may be in the 80s. Is that correct, Ian?
I don't know. Early 80s, maybe late 70s? Yeah. Let me see.
Whip It. Whip It. And I can't remember the name. Who does it? It's a one-name band.
When I hear Whip It, I think Devo.
No, it's not Devo.
Obviously.
This was in the early 80s.
Yeah, 1982.
Is it a one-name band that begins with a D?
The Dazz Band.
Yeah. I used to play this at the 94th Aero Squadron. Dancers, get on the dance floor.
You mean you were a DJ at the time?
Oh, yeah.
But now you can probably play it on the bass.
Yes.
That's why when it started, you went right into the bass line.
That's right.
Which is pretty much all the song is. Bass line and high vocals. And I think that's enough. Thank you. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, star KTRS. So before the break, we were talking about military bands, and a guy called up and said that he knew a guy who went to the Marines and wanted to play French horn in the Marine band, and he didn't make it past the audition, and so he went into the Air Force and did that there. Did not answer my question, however, which is why do we need Marine band, an Army band, an Air Force band, a Navy band. There must be more than one, right? It can't just be one. Is there like one
right.
on each one on each base?
I don't know.
Armed Forces band.
I'm asking here. It's not like if you went back to Revolutionary times where you needed a guy to blow the trumpet so everybody knew charge.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You don't need a fife and drum corps. I guess that's how far back the Army band probably goes. So the guy, the fife and drum, you know, with the one guy who's got the bloody head, but he's got the bandana around.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And the other guy carrying the tattered flag on, it's not even a flag pole. It's more of a branch. They broke off a tree and took the leaves off of it.
Yeah, with the big drum hanging on his hip.
Yeah. That's the genesis of that whole thing. And do we still need that 100 and 200 and however many years later it is? Now I'm obligated by law to figure out how many years it is. 237. We're coming up on our 237th birthday this year. So let's see if the computer is working and if, in fact, this is Greg on line 3.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you.
Yes, your question about the band.
Yeah.
In the Marine Corps band, an individual goes to a recruiter. He would do an audition. If the Marine Corps accepted his audition, then he would naturally sign a contract to go in, go to boot camp, just like every other Marine does.
Uh-huh.
Graduate boot camp.
Wait, hold on, let me just stop you right there. At any point in boot camp, do you think you can say to your drill sergeant, "Hey, Sarge, I don't have to go on a 10-mile hike. I play the flute."
Yeah, this is going to mess with my fingers.
No.
You can't do that. And by the way, you probably don't want to do that to a Marine Corps drill sergeant at Paris Island. That
no.
I play the flute thing, not going to go over well with the drill sergeant.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. So you go through a boot camp.
Go through boot camp, and then you go to infantry school. Every Marine is a rifleman. He goes to the same school that everybody else does when they graduate that.
If you carry a piccolo, you'll carry a gun.
Carry a rifle, yeah.
Piccolo.
They go to Quantico, Virginia, and they audition for the President's Own Band.
Yep.
The Marine Corps Band.
Yep.
They're not selected for that. Then they have the option to play at a band at another base, like Camp Pendleton or Camp Lejeune, Paris Island, wherever.
Okay.
San Diego.
All right. So each base has its own band?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Your question is as good as mine. Another waste of our tax dollars and money.
I mean, does Fort Leonard Wood have a band, and Scott Air Force Base has a band, and every base in every branch of the military? Why do we need all these military bands?
Maybe for the pomp and circumstances.
Graduation.
Yeah.
Change of command ceremonies, they all play at those, yeah.
And if you're in the band, do you ever leave that base, or do you only do stuff, pomp and circumstance stuff on that base? I mean, are these guys, like, were any band members called up? All right, tuba man. Afghanistan.
Yeah.
No, you pretty much, if you've made the band, if you've been selected for the band, at least in the Marine Corps, I can only speak to the Marine Corps, I was in the Marine Corps back in 83, once you get selected, you're pretty much taken care of.
Because now I'm thinking about all these men and women who are in the high school orchestra. And, you know, they're not really good enough to get into something like the St. Louis Symphony, one of the best orchestras in the country. They're not able to play at that professional level, or maybe they don't want to play at that professional level and go on auditions and all that sort of stuff. So instead, they try to get into the military, and how long is the contract? 4 years?
Yeah, their initial enlistment would be 4 years.
So here's 4 years where you're going to get to play that instrument for a living, guaranteed job. You're not losing that job unless, you know, you show up drunk one day and you start playing the Stars and Stripes Forever and the rest of the band is playing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
Maybe help towards schooling and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't afford it.
Is that a route that professional musicians take? Because it's a gig.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they very well could, you know, tune up their skills, whatever, and then be selected, like you said, somewhere, some other orchestra or something, if they get out. Most guys that go in the band stay in the band. They make a career of it.
Wow.
It's an easy life.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It's an easy life, and they take pretty good care of them.
Greg, wow. I'm really glad you called. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Mike, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, I have a secret about the Marine Corps band. Oh. I don't know how it is with the other services.
Is this a top secret?
No.
Okay.
But there are a number of civilians in the Marine Corps band. And you can tell because when they march by, the Marines will have their rank insignia with cross rifles on their arms, whereas the civilians will have a little tuba or French horn or something on their sleeves. But there's quite a few of them in the Marine Corps band.
So now how does that happen?
Is that
because that particular bass's band couldn't get enough Marines to play that instrument?
I don't know about that, but there is a significant number of non-Marines.
Maybe they're doing a certain song and the orchestration calls for a glockenspiel,
right.
And they don't have a Marine
we don't have one of those.
Who could do that.
We're going to start working
maybe
on some humble
maybe
pie.
Maybe it's a jobs program.
Maybe it is. I don't know. That's interesting, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Leon, you're on the Big 550. So, did you have something to throw in there, Dave?
Yeah.
All right,
no,
Leon,
and
go ahead.
Him.
Hi, thanks.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I guess when you sign up, I went in 65 in the Vietnam era. They must ask you to play in a band because I was in the military about a year and a half before they came to me and asked me if I wanted to join their band. I was in Alaska.
And you, and what branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Army.
Okay, so there was an Army band on that base in Alaska?
Yeah, and I asked, what do you do? And they said, well, they play for the ball teams, you know, because, you know, here you go again. You have some people that they're conscientious objectors, so they get to, you know, they'll play ball and they'll take care of, you know, the gym and give out towels and basketballs. And yeah, I was each post has a band because they play for baseball games and for parades and graduations, things like that.
Wow.
And, you know, then I found out I'd be gone weekends and most of the time, and I said, well, I was an aircraft mechanic, wasn't that bad, and I had my wife up there, and I said, I didn't want to be gone most of the time traveling around Alaska, so I passed. But, you know, it's on your record, and if they're desperate, they can hunt you down.
Wow. What do you mean it's on your record? When you go into the military and you're talking to the recruiter, one of the questions is, what instruments do you play?
Yeah, if you ever played in the band, languages, you know, all that stuff. They'd like to know all that.
Wow.
Languages, I would figure, would be in there in case they need to send you someplace. Where, hey, we need somebody who speaks Hindi. Do you speak Hindi? And, oh, yeah, I see on your form here, Jenkins. Now you're going to wherever that is. But I wouldn't think to you that, all right, let's run down the instruments that you play. Viola or just violin?
Yeah, well, Russian descent. My dad came from Siberia, so they sent me, you know, Alaska to keep the Russians out of the Bering Strait.
Yeah. And you did a hell of a job.
Yes, I did. You didn't hear anybody coming over.
Not once. That's what my father used to say. He was sent off to cavalry in Kansas during World War II. Oh, and he said people laughed about that, and it was hell for me. But not once, not once did Germany or Italy come over and take Kansas while I was there. Not once.
What a fine job, yep.
Leon, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Do I have time for another one?
I think so.
Okay. Sam, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah. AM to PM.
We appreciate that.
Hallelujah. Basic Army. The philosophy was, no matter what your MOS, which is military occupation especially, you were soldier first, so everybody went through basic.
Okay.
You had to learn how to soldier before you can do anything else.
Uh-huh.
And they used to give tests before you went in. And those tests would kind of gauge what area that they kind of would prompt you to go into.
Yeah.
And if you were musically inclined, that's where they try to push you. And I think I hear people see it already. Most bases all have their own band for ceremonies. And plus, it's esprit de corps.
Esprit de corps.
You got it.
I don't even know what that means. I've heard that phrase my whole life. What does that mean?
That basically it's a, like a fellowship.
Uh-huh.
You own a bond.
You need a band for that?
Well, you know, you as an Army or a Navy or Marines, you really hear list a Navy band or Army band if you're in the Navy.
Yeah.
And list somebody else's band.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got your own.
How many pomp and circumstance kind of things during the course of the year are there on a base where you get that band in here? I mean, do they work like every week, every couple of days, so once a quarter?
Somebody called it.
There are ceremonies, there are graduations.
But how many in the course of a year? Is it like more than one a month?
Probably, especially on a training base.
Uh-huh.
We have a basic trainees who are graduating.
Yeah, so every 6, 8, 10 weeks, whatever it is.
Right, they're graduating.
Yeah. All right, Sam, thank you. I want to say thank you to you and everybody else who's called who served in the military and answered these questions. We appreciate your service and your time here today. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Okay. Somebody else called and said they used to fly the bands around, too, and they would play in, like, Australia or Austria. And
okay, well, now I have an idea how we're going to save some money. Let's get the Blue Angels to fly those guys around.
Yeah, there we go.
Get the Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
I mean, they're flying to the air show anyway, and you're going to need a band. We'll kill two birds with one stone.
Get them there in half the time.
By the way, we were talking about this before, and Frank Ladd mentioned to me, well, you know, this way we get to see our military equipment in action. And I think to myself, yeah, that's what we used to make fun of with the Soviet Union, and we still do with North Korea.
Right.
You know when they have those parades down those giant broad boulevards.
Yeah. Forced, yeah.
Yeah, here come the missiles and the guys goose-stepping down the roadway and that sort of stuff. I think the rest of us in America, we kind of get the whole we have a military concept. We don't need to see it,
no,
to believe it and to trust in it and know that the people who do it are the best in the world. It's 357 at the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a look at the highways now. Here is Frank Lapp.
Thank you, Dan. Working on some extra volume this afternoon. People starting to head home for the Easter holiday. 270 southbound. You're on the brakes and pockets now between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound, a couple slow stretches. Hampton to McCall's, and then again Ballas out to Mason Road. And then in the valley, out to Winghaven. Had that earlier accident at Highway K, so there's pockets of heavy traffic in that stretch. 70 westbound, you're on the brakes west of Highway 270, out through the Blanchette Bridge. And they're still working with an accident now, northbound 141 at Clayton Road. This update is brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Try pasta at St. Louis Bread Company for dinner tonight, like the creamy tortellini Alfredo, rich basil pesto sacchini, or the rustic penne bolognese. It's pasta at the St. Louis Bread Company. At the St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Landing Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the show tonight. A little pop quiz for you. What's the difference between me and my guests tonight? Iron Mike Tyson and Jillian Michaels? Don't know? I'll tell you, I'm the only one that haven't seen my abs since the Reagan administration. That will have Tom O'Keefe on movies too. It starts at 9. See you tonight.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-955-2423. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-955-2423. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-955-2423. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-955-2423. La,
la, la. When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barkey?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News.